Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers and Yankees again tomorrow afternoon from New York. Temperatures expected to be in the 70s, maybe upper 70s for the 2:05 Eastern time. 1:05 Eastern time, 12:05 first pitch right here on WTMJ. Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited as we look ahead to the home opener in Milwaukee on Monday. Brewers President of Business Operations live with us this morning, Rick Schlesinger. Hey, Rick, did you travel? Are you in New York?
I am in New York for the series.
So what's on the agenda for today? Off day today. It's the just in case day in case you have bad weather for the opening day. So what are you doing? You got to see a show?
Well, we're going to walk around and, play tourist, I guess. I haven't really figured
awesome.
Everything out. But, it's a little weird to, play a game and then have an off day. But you're right. And they do it for weather-related reasons. But weather's been good here. And, again, high 70s, really sunny on Saturday.
So let's talk a little baseball before we get to some of the fun next week when the team comes home. Not the finish we wanted, but a pretty entertaining opening day game. Takeaways, Rick, from you from our first outing that counts this season?
Yeah, it's one of those things we had an interesting ninth inning there, and Yankees are a good team, and so first impressions, tough opponent, tough place to play, but I'm very optimistic for the season. Freddie pitched very well. We just didn't get the timely hits in the ninth, but Yankees, as I said, a good team, and they deserved to win yesterday.
Really like some of the young talent. Jackson Churio, not a great day for opening day, but all signs are that he's ready to really break out as he just continued the progress that he was making late last season. Then Vinny Capra made the squad on the opening day roster.
Yeah, it was nice to see him hit a home run. I did not realize that was his first major league home run, so... for a guy who's put in his time and toil in the minor leagues and gets a chance to start an opening day in Yankee Stadium and hit a home run, that's a pretty cool memory. I just wish there had been three men on base when he did it.
Yeah, those are always better. Talking with Rick Schlesinger from your Milwaukee Brewers. Let's look ahead to opening day here in Milwaukee. Still tickets here and there available, Rick?
Yeah, we just released 300 tickets from the visiting team hold. Every team, as you know, visiting us has some tickets, and they usually return them if they don't use them all up. So once those 300 are sold, which they presumably will be this morning, we'll have a few standing room only. So it's going to be a little crowded. But a smattering of individual game tickets for Monday available.
Of course, it bears repeating. Baseball continues beyond opening day. 80 more for you, and then hopefully some on the back end at American Family Field. So we got the series with the Royals that runs through Wednesday, and then the Reds come to town, and there's not a day off in there. So Thursday through Sunday for Cincinnati.
Yeah, so it's a busy week, and like you said, other than opening day, obviously plenty of tickets available for the rest of the Royals series and for the Reds, and we've got some good promotional giveaways for the Reds series, hockey theme night on Thursday, and a long-sleeve hoodie for the first 25,000 fans on Saturday. So, and Reds are a good team. So, no shortage of good teams coming in playing us early.
Rick, I know we talked earlier in spring training about what fans will notice new at the park, even as they're approaching American Family Field, more activations, as we call them, of space. Have you fleshed that out a little bit more, what it looks like for fans as they approach the ballpark?
Sure. So, I think, obviously, they're going to have two entryways, which we're going to use Go Ahead Entry, which is a facial authentication system that's been developed by Major League Baseball. And if the fans opt in, it's a purely voluntary system. If they opt in, they can go right through the gates, don't have to show their phone or their ticket. It just speeds an entry. It's going to be at 12 ballparks in 2025, and it incredibly speeds up the ingress. And then they can go right to the food truck alley, which is our new concessions area on the lowest level left field. Gelato, tacos, steak sandwiches, and some really good offerings. And we are excited to launch that. It's sort of a good companion to the Third Street Market Hall, which is on the right field side of the lowest level. And obviously we'll be honoring Bob Uecker, whose loss we still dearly think about. The players will be wearing a patch on the jersey. His signature will brace the outfield. We're going to have a moment of silence, a video. We have some special Euchre retail items in the store, proceeds of which are going to go to Bob's charities. So a lot of poignant memories of Bob, and he'll be looking down at us and hoping for a win against the Royals on opening day.
Totally agree on that point. And are you any closer right now, Rick, to announcing details on that celebration event that's coming up later in the summer?
Yeah, I think we're going to release that information probably in a week or so. We're just finalizing some of the logistics and making sure, as I said, that it works for all the family members and all the dignitaries that want to be here. But it'll be late in the summer. And again, our goal is to get that announcement made in the next week or so.
All right. Take in a show today. Have some fun over there.
We'll try. Thank you.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, with us as we approach opening day for the Brewers here in Milwaukee on Monday.